Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Well, good morning. Gloomy Tuesday morning here on the David Bellavia Show on News Radio 930 WBEN. Top stories we are following. Yeah, the Bills lost a game that the score doesn't really reflect what I feel like I watched. We'll talk a little bit about that. Debate rule changes. Have you heard this? Now, after 2 minutes, your mic is muted. Does that favor one candidate over the other? And the president in his final campaign push, he will be near Western New York tonight, 7 o'clock, he'll be in Erie, Pennsylvania. Are you going? Early voting starts here in Erie County on Saturday. And David, COVID and working from home still a reality for many people, and some just don't know when to turn that camera off.
Foreshadowing. I love it. Yeah, the Bills are really disappointed the entire region. That was just a horrible effort. And the score, 9 points, doesn't really reflect what I just thought was just an outclassed performance. That defense, I mean, 245 yards on the ground. A very wet, wet ground. But still, the weather stunk. You know, you just got the feeling that they just weren't in the game. And I just didn't see any. The effort on the defensive line is just so pathetic.
Yeah,
it really is. And the idea that we're all clamoring for Star Lotulelei.
I know.
I never thought I would ever see the day when people are like, where's Star Lotulelei?
I think that was trending on Twitter during the game yesterday.
It's ridiculous.
People asking where Star was. And I'll tell you, Tyler Bass, I do not want to get sour on Tyler Bass, but that 52-yarder, did he think Kansas City was going to call a timeout and kind of just haft it?
You know, he's young. He's got a really strong leg.
Oh, yeah. He had the 52 yards.
He hits that ball. When he makes contact with that ball, that's about as sweet a sound as you're going to hear as a pro kicker. I think he's also engaged to the Bills' old punter's daughter.
Did really?
You know, yeah. Like
Brian Mormon's daughter?
No, like Rick Tootin.
Oh.
Yeah, like one of the Bills' ex-punters. He's engaged to their daughter, which is kind of a cool little connection. But look, I mean, Steven Hauschka didn't work out. You know, he went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Jaguars ended up bringing in a guy from Kinko's or something. They have a kicker now.
John Brown.
That has never played a professional game
right.
As a kicker. He's just a soccer stud.
He's also their fifth kicker this season.
Right.
Making it a league record most kickers through the first 5 weeks of the season. I'll tell you, speaking of punters, though, Corey Bohorquez, Bills MVP through the last two games.
That guy is a stud. I mean, he has figured it out. By the way, the Jacksonville Jaguars just signed a Rockette to their practice squad. They're hoping that maybe that works out. No, the Bills, that's embarrassing. And it's national. It's a nationally televised game.
Second week in a row.
Oh, and I got to see Terry Bradshaw with his, I mean, that guy's just falling apart. Those suits aren't even fitting him anymore. He looks horrible. And he's out there in the pregame, and they're all like, I'm going to pick the Chiefs. The Bills are overrated. And then we go out there and show the world that, you know, maybe we were overrated for this game last 2 weeks, whatever it is. you know, we're a loyal fan base. We'll stay with him, and hopefully I believe in Sean McDermott. I really do. I think he's a very talented guy. I think he's going to fix whatever the issues are there. But, you know, the trade deadline, it would have been nice to just get someone in there that can occupy space. When I thought the most dominant people on the defensive line were Butler and Zimmerman is wearing number 61. Someone needs to get him a jersey that actually is a number of a defensive lineman. I've never seen a person in their number 60s on the defensive line that wasn't, you know, cut on the first round of cuts in training camp. But Zimmerman looked good. But man, it just you can't get cut up like that.
And I hate to sound like a typical negative Bills fan, but I'll tell you, everyone's saying, "Oh, we got the Jets next week; it'll be an easy game." Only beat the Jets by 3 first game of the season. And I'll tell you, the way they've been playing, I know the Jets are awful. I know that. I've watched the Jets play the Colts and the Dolphins and their abysmal games. But I can't say I'm completely confident after watching the lack of defense the last two games.
It's the only time I was actually glad that there were no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Because I just figured, you know, people waking up today going to work, you know, waterlogged after that performance. And that poor Bills mascot, did you see him out there?
Yeah, they like just to show
he just looked like a bucket of water was on his head. He's just sitting out there, just all miserable.
Now, we watched it outside, which was cool, but we had a tent. So, but we had the weather, the cool breeze of the evening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, my little crew had pizza and wings. They were good. Other than that, mozzarella sticks were good.
If you're just an NFL fan and you're like, oh my gosh, doubleheader, and you get treated to that
Buffalo.
Bills game?
Buffalo looks like they're up and coming. Let's watch them.
You get treated to that and then the Arizona Cowboys game after?
It was like watching a soccer riot. It was absolutely disturbing. You know, the big story, though, I didn't even know about this until I came in today. I don't know why this wasn't national news, but there was a hot mic moment with the same crew that did the Bills game. They did the game before, the day before, they did the Buccaneers and, what was it, Packers?
The Buccaneers-Packers, which you thought the Bills game was bad.
So the Green Bay Packers, really, arguably the best team in the NFL, they get beat by Tom Brady in Tampa. And during that game, there was a hot mic moment where Joe Buck and his hair plugs and Troy Aikman are basically having a conversation. Tony brought this to my attention. I didn't even know what happened. Did you know what happened before, like, today? No one's talking about this nationally.
I found out this morning.
Yeah. So here is the audio that Tony Caligiuri brought to my attention. I have, usually when these things happen, it goes viral pretty quick. But we would have liked to have known this before the Bills game. Here it is. Joe Buck, hot mic moment. There's a flyover of Air Force planes going over Tampa Bay, and here's what was said.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
Troy Aikman. Getting political. There won't be flyovers with Biden and Kamala.
Which I don't even think that's true.
It's so stupid. I don't even know why. Again, you know, what are you going to do? They don't know they're on TV. It's not like they said it during the broadcast. But just still, I always hated Troy Aikman. And now I have more reason to dislike him.
The significance of that was it was Tampa Bay's first home game with fans. So they were treating the fans to a flyover before the game.
In unrelated news, we're going to have Charlotte Jones on the program at 10 a.m. today. And we will make no mention of our hatred of Troy Aikman or the Dallas Cowboys. She is, of course, the vice president of the Dallas Cowboys. She runs the board of the Medal of Honor Museum, but she's also the brand marketing brand director of the Cowboys. Cowboys are like the third bet in the world. There's like Manchester United, New York Yankees, Dallas Cowboys. I think Dallas Cowboys second for the most brand recognition in the globe. That's how incredible. And she runs that for the Cowboys, so she's going to be here.
Usually those three teams have the same fans.
All three teams have the same fans?
You know, there's a lot of Yankee fans who are Man U fans, who are Cowboy fans.
I've never seen
Laker fans.
I've never known a Yankee fan to be a Cowboy fan.
Oh, I know several.
Well, they're not really.
And they live in Buffalo.
No, they do not.
Yes, they
not
do.
Not true.
100%. Fake news. I am not making that up.
You know, something that nobody can make up because it's so absurd is this story that happened yesterday with Jeffrey Toobin of CNN, New Yorker. You know, you probably heard this story by now. One of the things, so, you know, look, keep this PG-13. Jeffrey Toobin is caught, you know, touching himself in a sexual manner. I don't know if there's any other way, but he was touching himself on a Zoom call. Unfortunately, that Zoom call was a work call, and it involved his New Yorker colleagues, Jane Meyer, Masha Gessen, Andrew Marantz, Jelani Cobb, Evan Osno, Sue Halpern, and Dexter Filkins. Now, what they were doing was they were playing, doing a simulation, not a stimulation, a simulation. Jeffrey was doing the various roles in a potential 2020 outcome. Each of these New Yorker colleagues were playing a different role. There was one person playing President Trump. Joe Biden was played by another person. Jeffrey Toobin evidently playing himself. Hey, now! No, Jeffrey Toobin. No, stop it. Jeffrey Toobin was playing the courts. He was playing the courts, and he thought his camera was off, which, again, does that make it better? You know, just be like, no, I knew the camera was on. He thought the camera was off, and a really unfortunate incident occurred. He's been suspended by the New Yorker, but I love the CNN headline. The CNN headline is the best, because this the CNN headline says, Jeffrey Toobin suspended from New Yorker on leave from CNN after accidentally exposing himself on the Zoom call. Now, you know Jeffrey Toobin. He's the legal expert on CNN. He was all throughout. I mean, he was on 5 days, five times a day during impeachment, doing the live coverage of impeachment. Obviously not a big fan of Trump. It's a horrible situation. But I will say, people say there's no enthusiasm with Biden supporters. Jeffrey Toobin begs to differ. There is enthusiasm. A lot of enthusiasm. He's suspended. Look, does this happen? Maybe at the Buffalo Zoo this happens, where people are compelled to do these things publicly. I've heard of a lot of Zoom accidents. The Chris Cuomo, famously, his wife was doing a yoga class, and Chris Cuomo just happened to be naked from behind in the back of the shot.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not at all staged. There's no possible way that the perfect lighting right after he got done doing his lats and he was completely naked in the background. Things happen on Zoom. You've heard a lot of stories. You know, didn't know I was on the mute button, whatever. But that meant that, you know, Toobin, to me, this is one of those stories where there's something wrong here. I mean, that's not, there's no world that would ever be called appropriate, and how they could be temporarily on leave until we investigate the story. I don't know what's investigating about this story, but if you want to employ people like that, go ahead. I mean, go ahead, employ Jeffrey Toobin. Should he lose his job? Who's calling for anything? I'm just saying that, you know, if you're able to show your face in public after a story like this breaks, you know, Jeffrey Toobin is a stronger man than anyone else I could think of. That's pretty humiliating. The thing that's crazy about this is that the response to this is, you know, I apologize to my wife, my family, my coworkers, everyone else. These are one of the stories. Leave those people out of it. I mean, if you get into a situation where you're busted like this, just say, you know, I take totally responsible. This was a horrible, you know, error in judgment. And I'm going to voluntarily step aside. Don't bring the family in, because now you're just, there's no need to be like, we assume you apologize to everyone. We don't need to publicly know that you apologize to, just take your, you made a horrible mistake. You showed a lapse of judgment and just go away. But again, I don't know. This is just so crazy. There's no explanation for this. Again, orangutans do this, not human beings. There's no reason whatsoever. Urge comes into your head, and adults say, oh no, we're not going to take our clothes off right now. We're at the mall. We're not doing that. We're not doing this.
But what was going on at that meeting?
Again, it must have been either a very boring meeting or something was going on. But what I love is that of all the people to chime in, the one that's getting the most attention right now, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
O.J. Simpson has access to a Twitter account. You know O.J. from those former double murders and that he was found not guilty. And then, of course, he was found guilty of taking back his own property from someone who was trying to sell it.
And financially responsible for the double murders.
That's right. He was held in a civil court case. But OJ had this to say.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
When O.J. Simpson piles on, it's been a bad day for everyone, you know? You don't want to give O.J. the upper hand.
Because here's the thing. I understand, you know, older people with technology and all that. Jeffrey Toobin is 60. You know, Zoom meeting has not been around most of his life. But, you know, it's not like on Zoom meeting, your screen is dark and other people can see you. If you can see you on your Zoom meeting, other people can see you. It's pretty self-explanatory.
But that would be like saying that, you know, again, Jeffrey Toobin has been extremely, you know, he's a judgmental guy. That's his whole thing. This is the law and, you know, we're held to a higher account and something like this happening to him. MSNBC piled on, Fox News is piling on, CNN is doing a pretty good job of just trying to stay away from it.
Well, yeah, he's their employee.
But at the same time, though, they're not. There are people, like, there are things that happened at Fox News that they all piled on each other, too. So,
by the way, Jeffrey Toobin said this 2 years ago. The fact that Donald Trump fired James Comey will disgrace his memory. Just saying.
You have that to chew on. The debate moderator is set. We've known that for a while. This is a person whose family has given over $85,000 to not only Obama, but Biden. We also have new breaking news that there's going to be a mute button to kill the microphones during Thursday's debate. Now, there's no need to mute Biden. He's been muted for literally months now.
And two more days.
And two more days. He's muted himself. Mutilation. He's self-muted. But we're going to talk about these new rules. Is it fair? Does it matter? What the stakes are in the Thursday debate. Donald Trump in Erie, not too far away at 7 p.m. today. Melania will be there with him just in time for Cuomo to tell New Yorkers if they can or cannot visit Pennsylvania without a two-week delay. This is, of course, No Trespass Tuesday. This is where the governor every Tuesday tells us what states we can and cannot go to without a self-quarantine. So we're waiting to hear news on Pennsylvania. That is a rally today at 7 p.m. in Erie, Pennsylvania. So we'll talk about that and so much more of these debates.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rules. Well, we all saw the first debate, and I think the majority of Americans that watched it, along with you, me, Tony, and Joe. Look, there was a lot of interrupting, without a doubt. It didn't serve the president, Trump, at all to do as much interrupting. I think a lot of people would say that that was the big negative of the day, but you sense the frustration. And, you know, I talk to people every day. I read the socials. And, you know, I see that there is frustration. There is definite frustration. The story the New York Post broke with the hard drive. We heard from Adam Schiff. We heard from the Democrat Party that this was all part of Russian disinformation. Well, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has said that's not true, that there is that the physical hard drive is actually in the possession of the FBI. There's a hand receipt that's now circulated that shows the Department of Justice has the hard drive. What's really disturbing about that entire story is that the FBI had the custody of that information in December of 2019. December of 2019. The impeachment hearing occurred in 2020, in the winter of 2020, and at no time did the FBI decide to share that information with the defense of President Trump. If he's able to state that these are the issues I was dealing with Ukraine, that there were shenanigans going on. And by the way, there was a prosecutor that was going after Hunter Biden. All of these stories were told as being hyperbole, exaggeration. None of it was accurate. It turns out, well, it was true that Hunter Biden was making deals, and the allegations have credibility, at least that we can look at emails between Hunter and Joe Biden. One of the things Tucker Carlson was talking about yesterday, which I thought was touching, was that, you know, there are some people out there that are actually not into the whole tawdry nature of a guy that has a drug problem. You know, pictures of him with a crack pipe. I don't know. Why do you take pictures of yourself with a crack pipe? Probably because you're on crack. And we've known people that have substance abuse problems. And I do respect the outlets out there that are not putting those pictures out for the purposes of damaging Joe or further damaging Hunter. Hunter's obviously going through a tremendous amount in his own personal life. There are allegations that there are criminal, illegal activities going on in the hard drive. We hope that the justice system handles that appropriately. But that really doesn't pertain to anything going on in this presidential race. What is, I think, of importance, however, is you have, you know, especially when it comes to President Obama, this nonsense that we are, you know, there's no scandal in the Obama administration. This is the most righteous administration in the history of the Republic. It's the first black president. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of hatred out there. There's a lot of people that are going to judge Obama strictly by his skin color and his ethnicity. And therefore, we want to make sure that we are above. When they go low, we go high. Well, what do we find out? We find out that none of that is true, that it's not about skin color or race. It's about deeds and actions. And you judge someone by their fruits. And when you look at the behavior of the Obama administration, there were at least 30 scandals that you could make the argument were far more impeachable than a phone call to Ukrainian leadership. But all that being aside, that's the past. We're moving forward. We have a choice between two individuals. And one individual is in what I don't think anyone, even on the left, could argue this is definitely embarrassing, but this is more importantly a scandal of substance. And what are the questions that are being asked right now? Joe Biden goes out to get ice cream and they're asking him what flavor ice cream he's eating. CBS reporter, who's certainly not a Trump supporter, asks a question of, hey, do you have a response to this? I would expect that of you. That's garbage. I'm not going to respond to that. You can't hide behind my son is a drug addict dealing with drug problems. That's not any, there's no substance that the media or the rest of the voting population out there, they don't care that your son has a drug problem. That's not fodder for this case. Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka, none of their personal issues have anything to do with why you should or should not vote for Donald Trump. If they're involved in a criminal enterprise that involves their father, it is very much worthy of talking about. And let's be honest, for 3 years, all we've heard is about the allegations of criminal enterprises that Donald Trump allegedly was a part of, none of which ended up having any, there's no bite to any of these stories because there's no indictments. No one has moved forward with any of this. Allegations, rumor. Well, here we have a hard drive. And again, when we talk about the Anthony Weiner story, Anthony Weiner had a hard drive that was seized by the government. On that hard drive, they found out that his wife actually had Hillary Clinton's emails. But this is not a Jeffrey Weiner, Anthony Weiner problem. Anthony Weiner had personal issues that the government got involved with because he was texting and engaging with someone underage. But the emails on that hard drive, that was Huma's problem. That was his wife that took classified information and used his laptop. He got caught up in it, right? He had nothing to do with taking emails and classified and changing classifications. That's not what Anthony Weiner did. Hunter Biden's hard drive is the smoking gun with allegations that have been made about Joe Biden for the last 4 years. And yet nobody, there's no evidence. There's no proof. Here you have proof. Here you have people that are doing forensics on this hard drive. There's no connection to China. There's no connection to Russia. That doesn't mean that Russia and China aren't going to use it to try to cause chaos in the United States. That's what they do. That's what they do. But can you make the argument that this would not be used as leverage or blackmail against Joe Biden? I mean, these are all the same questions that people brought up about a Russian dossier that turned out to be fraudulent. But this was the same mode of questioning they asked. If you have a videotape with a prostitute in Russia and you're doing sexually, things that are looked at as deviant, can this be used to humiliate you? Can this be used to affect the foreign policy or the policy of the United States of America? Those were legitimate questions. Now, once you've determined that there's no validity to the story, that there are no videotapes, the dossier is fabricated by the Clinton administration, then you have a completely, you would hope that you would then shut that valve of questioning off and move on to something of more substance. But in this case, nobody in the media is doing anything about it. And you have a commission that's supposed to be nonpartial. That we saw the two differences between the town hall meetings. One was an interrogation. One was a nice sit down with Corn Pop talking about the day. And here you have, a moderator of a debate that is her family has given tens of thousands of dollars to Democrat candidates. Her father has given over $35,000 to Biden. She's taking photos with Obama. She's a part of the crew. That's not an impartial moderator. Just like it wouldn't be if Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh was moderating a presidential debate. But the fact that not only did you change the rules in the last 24 hours to put a mute button so people are uninterrupted while they're giving an opening statement, and then they can have they take the mute off and you're able to have a free conversation about different topics. The real story that nobody's talking about is that the entire format of this debate has been changed. The topic of this debate was long agreed to back before there were cancellations that this would be a debate about national security and foreign policy. And by the way, the Trump team is loving that because now we can finally ask someone from the Trump administration, why was Libya so important that you needed to invade it? How is Libya now compared to what Libya was before? What did we get out of the Libya war? Nobody has asked Obama that. Nobody has asked Biden that. Let's talk about Benghazi. What did you know about it? Do you feel that was a good operation? Do you feel good about yourself by the way that ended? Those are the type of questions. And then we could talk about, the deal with Bahrain and Israel and the embassy and Gulf states, Arab Sunni states that are making deals right now with Israel. We've never seen this before in our lifetime. These are monumental things. No one has been able to, everything has been COVID, COVID, COVID. And they want to move it back to COVID. So now they took what should have been an hour on national security, an hour on foreign policy, which Joe Biden, by the way, is supposed to be an expert on. And they moved it to not only five minutes of what should have been an hour has now been, that's not even the story people are talking about. They're talking about the mute button. And as I said before, no one needs to mute Joe Biden. He mutes himself. If Joe Biden wanted to get his point of view out there, there are plenty of opportunities where he can unpack all of this. He called a lid until Thursday on Monday morning at what time, Joe? 9?
Monday morning?
Yeah.
He actually called the lid Sunday night.
Sunday
all
night.
All the way till his debate performance on Thursday.
So, I mean, look, that's a mute button right there. He's just muted himself. But what's the point here? Journalists, nobody is asking the question. He doesn't want to answer questions. I get it. I understand that. You don't think that's going to come up on Thursday?
Was this not the Hillary Clinton strategy 2 weeks out? Because this seems very similar to 2016.
Well, the difference being that, Hillary's numbers, internal numbers, were showing that this was a walk. Biden's behavior and the campaign's strategy is not at all similar to what Hillary was doing at this time in 2016. I mean, she had no Wisconsin, she had no Minnesota scheduled, she wasn't going to the Midwest. They were working on the Chavez Center. They were, how are we going to shatter this glass ceiling with AGI? That was the CGI. That was the whole thing. We're gonna try to get some. You know, this is gonna happen. She was picking her cabinet members. She was making phone calls for her administration at that point. This is different. But what I'm trying to understand is that who in that pool? Who calls themselves a professional and doesn't want that unpacked? I mean, just for the sake of the country, you're going to have an elected president of the United States and you're not going to even touch any of these issues. And you know right now, I'm telling you, there is not a doubt in my mind. This guy is 90 days on the job if Joe Biden wins this race, and he is going to be impeached. And you want to say for what purpose? The exact purpose you went after Trump for? None. You have vindictive Republicans that you have made vindictive. Am I proud of that? I'm not. But am I telling you right now that the folks that I'm talking to and the mood on Capitol Hill, if you don't think they're going after Facebook, Google, the Department of Justice just hit them with an antitrust suit for dominating search engines and shutting out other search engines. They're going after Google. They're going after Facebook. They're going to go after Twitter. And they're going to go after Joe Biden. Absolutely. There will be if there is one shred of anything that they can make an argument that is a high crime or a misdemeanor, they are going to hit the fast forward button and go after impeachment. Especially if you're talking about, you know, making states and putting six more senators, Democrat senators in the Senate. If you're going to make the argument that the courts need to have another, you know, six justices, absolutely. This guy is going to go through the exact same obstruction nonsense as before. And why? Because the argument's going to be made. You had the opportunity to ask these questions of the, you know, candidate. You didn't do it. We're going to take upon ourselves to get to the bottom of these questions. And then the argument's going to be, can you impeach a vice president? Can you impeach a newly elected president for actions that were performed before it came into the Oval Office? That is a constitutional question. I think the answer is pretty clear that you cannot. I don't even think you can indict a sitting president. I think most of the people in the Supreme Court would agree that you can't indict a sitting president. So what does that mean? Well, it means that there's going to be something that they're going to find in the administration. It's going to be the exact same thing. If Trump wins, it's going to be chaos. If Biden wins, it's going to be chaos. But here's the difference. Where are all the Black Lives Matter rallies? Where are the people marching in the streets? I thought this was all about justice. I thought the NBA cared about nothing but Black Lives, the NFL and the anthem protests. Where did they all go? Isn't it amazing that as soon as the polling comes out that shows that African Americans over the age of 50 are against Black Lives Matter, as soon as we see how Black Lives Matter is trending with an approval rating hovering above COVID, that all of a sudden all of these rallies have gone away? There's no marching in the streets. There's no more Chaz. There's no more CHOP. Nobody wants to protest and get out. Where are they in Rochester, New York? The protests have ended. Why? Mysteriously, when polling numbers are showing that this is damaging Biden's attempts to become president of the United States, you don't see anything anymore. The news isn't covering it. It's not happening in the streets. And now we have the Commission on Debates deciding that we're going to need to give this guy more help. We're going to mute Trump. We're going to get in the way of this debate. We're going to put a moderator that is obviously a partisan, like the other three moderators were before. It just stinks. It stinks of desperation. And it shows you that if these polling numbers are to be believed, why are these Hail Marys showing up every 5 seconds? Why is there desperation if you're truly up by 15 points? We're going to talk to Charlotte Jones of the Dallas Cowboys at 10 o'clock about what she's working on, and also some questions about her Medal of Honor Museum in Arlington, Texas. That is the home of the World Series. The Medal of Honor Convention is there as well, but also they're building this brand new museum. We'll talk to her from the Dallas Cowboys, and we'll also take your calls, 803-0930, right after this quick break.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.